cliffcentral.com.
This is precisely why we need to talk to Sean Sanders and why we need to start thinking about putting our money into things that aren't government controlled. And they're going to try, obviously, to control it more and more. I saw the US, as part of their infrastructure bill, were meant to include a whole lot of stuff about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, but that fell by the wayside. So they're just kicking the can down the road. At least, though, governments seem to be taking cryptocurrency a lot more seriously. Am I right, Sean? I mean, the U.S. government is now, even these old, useless men, career politicians in the Senate of the United States, have suddenly sat up and gone, ooh, maybe we need to pay attention to this.
They have indeed. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Gareth, you sound like a Bitcoinist, eh?
I am.
A true maximalist.
I am.
Anti-government, I like it.
Dude,
I mean, if there's ever a time to get into the anti-government investment opportunity, I mean, that's crypto, right? I mean, essentially, it's money detached from government control. And absolutely. I think that's sort of the narrative that is only going to increase over time, right? I mean, look what's happened in Hong Kong over the last year. Mm-hmm. The amount of money that's been printed over the last 15 months is insane. I mean, I'll say, you've printed 25% of all the money in circulation currently mm-hmm. worldwide. 25% more money is in circulation than that's 18 months ago, roughly speaking.
Have these guys,
and that's part of the reason why this crypto market's increased so rapidly.
Have these guys never heard of inflation? I mean, you'd think that Joe Biden, at least one person in the country that's by far the largest economy in the world, much bigger than China, a country that is probably the most powerful military that has ever existed in human history, a country where there are people who are starting businesses that have become trillion-dollar businesses in our lifetimes, but no one is smart enough to sit down with that old man and say to him, hey, dude, Joe, if you keep printing money, you're going to have inflation, and that's going to have a very deleterious effect on your economy in the long run. So, okay, we're not going to get Joe Biden to listen to us, but it does seem that a lot of people in the legislature in America are suddenly taking an interest in crypto because they're also looking at it from a point of view of, we can tax this if we understand it. They've got to pay for this, all this money they've been printing, right? So they've got to find that money somewhere, and tax has been a bit of a gray area in terms of crypto in America for a very long time. So this is why they're suddenly sitting up and taking notice. And maybe that means that crypto is something they can't ignore anymore. That's a good thing.
No, they can't ignore it totally. I mean, the Senate is essentially, and I mean, this was agreed, it's being challenged, but I mean, in a nutshell, really, what they're looking to do is to say all crypto businesses are being deemed to be brokers. So right. Very similar to your traditional stockbroker. And yes. That means that you would be able to regulate and tax cryptocurrencies very much the same as stocks or other securities. Now, with a market that's gone from being, a little over 12 months ago, $1 trillion, now to $2 trillion, and if that continues going up and up over the next few years, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made, not just from the trading platforms and custody partners and all the rest, but also naturally for the various tax authorities. And that's what they're going for, of course. And I mean, at the same time, there needs to be some sort of a regulatory structure in place to protect consumers. I mean, that's something at Revix we've always advocated. But you don't want this overarching reach of government, because governments are terrible at everything they do. I mean, I'll just add to what you said earlier. If you want to screw something up, you put a government in there. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive system. I don't know if anyone's ever dealt with just a big bureaucratic organization. Say, a big bank or something like that. And the reason they suck and they're so inefficient is because there's just so many people working on the same problem. And that's the reason startups are, so much faster, more agile. And you have governments, big bank times 20. And that's really
unfortunately, we all have to deal with this on a daily basis. We have to go and renew our driver's licenses. We have to get our passports and our IDs. We know what it's like to stand in those queues, and all of us are exactly the same, and we're just numbers to them. And they have enormous staff, and many of them are just not motivated. They just want to get paid. And they work for an institution which is just deeply, deeply depressing to work for. So you can't blame them either. And of course, we have to deal with those arms of government that are slightly longer, like ESCOM or water and sanitation or transport. And therefore, many of the things that we struggle with on a daily basis are a direct result of government inefficiencies. If we can find better systems, and this is where the technocrats have some role to play, then that must be in trying to make things a little bit more efficient. And one of the ways to do that is to stop letting the people who manage money as badly as they have historically keep on managing it, because your money might be in rands and then the South African government are the custodians of that currency. I wouldn't let them look after a dead goldfish for me. So why would I keep my money in rands? Makes no sense, right?
No, exactly. This is the entire narrative behind crypto, right? So a lot of people are going, you know, why would you get involved with this weird thing, this monopoly money, this internet money thing? Mm. And then you go, well, look at the value of the dollar, look at the value of the rand over a 30, 40, 50 year period.
Yeah.
It declines. And that's called inflation, right? And I think coming back to the question that you brought up earlier, you know, why do governments not seem to care about inflation? And that's because, firstly, we've never been in this situation, so we don't actually know the outcome. That could be good or bad.
But surely the most obvious answer to this is because they don't care about how much your children will have to pay for the debt they incur now.
Yeah, totally. I mean, politicians have what, four-year terms, five-year terms, eight-year terms?
That's
it. They're done now. They need to make sure that there's policy enactment now.
And they don't have to pay that money back. You do.
Yeah, totally. When you sit back, you know, after 10 or 20 or 30 years, and you look at how expensive something's become, whether that's a car, whether that's food in the store, whatever it may be, that's inflation, right? That's your money becoming worth less. And I mean, ultimately, I love economics for this exact reason, because the way that the market works, it means it allocates money to areas that are growing in value, and it removes money from areas that are declining in value.
Right.
And you're looking at currencies today, and that's exactly what's happened. They've just declined and declined and declined. We've said all along, you want to put your money into areas that are inflation-proof, areas that potentially are somewhat hedged against the traditional financial system. And that's why, I mean, we'll sit here for the next, you know, 5 years, 10 years as Revix grows, advocating a position in crypto, and not your entire portfolio, all your life savings or anything, but put 5 to 10% of your net worth in this asset class. People have made absolute fortunes, and it's not just gung-ho gambling, right? I mean, if you got involved in the tech sector early on, you don't want to go and just bet on a single name. That's why we've said all along, own a diversified crypto portfolio. I mean, the likes of what's happened recently with Ethereum, Polkadot, Solana, I mean, it's remarkable. You're seeing the real-world use cases of these cryptocurrencies emerge.
Sean, I just want to move on to two things, because I know that you and I could talk about this all day, and luckily we get to see each other once a week and discuss this stuff. But I think most of the people who are listening to us now are fairly converted into why this stuff is better than trusting the Reserve Bank. But let's just look at what you've got, because you've got a new promotion going. And this is something you guys are really ahead of the curve in this respect. You've helped us figure out how to get a dollar-based coin, and you've helped us with really great deals on how to get, you know, no losses over a period of a couple of months. You introduced that a while ago. What's your new deal?
Yeah, so we've got a double up promotion, and I'll start off by saying why are we doing this, and answering why are we doing this. And the reason is we have given a lot of money to various marketing agencies and media outlets over the years, and we actually see that it's better for us to actually go directly to the consumer, directly go to our customer and say, listen, here's some money. If you want to invest, rather than us paying, you know, some sort of an external party to promote Revix, you know, let's give the money straight to you, and then you can tell your friends and family about this. And that's why our referral program has actually been so successful at Revix. So the new promo we're launching is a double up promo. If you sign up with the promo code double up, just one word, you can deposit however much you want, and you'll get 500 Rand automatically deposited into your account. Now, so that means if you deposit 500 Rand, double up, you will get 500 Rand automatically deposited into your account. So you will get a 100% return before you've even started. And again, just the idea behind this more than anything is that we want people to get involved in crypto. We want people to experience our platform. We want to grow really quickly. We raised a fair amount of money earlier this year.
This is terrific.
We raised a fair amount of money earlier this year, and investors are putting pressure on us to grow. So this is the best way for us to do it, is actually just to reach out directly to you guys and girls that are listening and saying, well, listen, you know, there's no better way to get involved in crypto and to, you know, recommend this to your friends and family and saying, listen, we'll give you 500 Rand
when you make
a deposit with us.
I mean, if you don't want to listen to Sean and I and have the intellectual or political arguments persuade you into crypto, then just get a free 500 Rand. Put 500 in, get another 500 in a Revix account, and start getting into crypto today. There's no better reason than right now. And Sean, one other thing, somebody sent a question here, because, you know, lots of people are already Revix fans. When do we get a Revix app, and when do I not need to wait a week to get my funds when buying in the UK? Yeah, there we go. There's Jared nailing you with that one.
Yeah, so I'll answer that in two parts. The first thing is, we actually don't operate primarily in the UK anymore. I mean, we used to be a UK-focused business. Yeah. We decided to double down on South Africa, and that was a function of just growing really quickly in both regions. Right. So we're currently a little bit more slow on the UK side, and that's also because the regulation on that side is far more tedious than what you currently have in South Africa.
Right.
So we're working on that, and we should have that fixed, and we'll be a lot more efficient shortly. And then the Revix app, I'm hoping to be able to announce that very soon. It is within weeks away, or weeks away of launch. So yeah, we're busy testing that, and I'm really hoping that I've got some good news around that.
Well, you bring it to us first. People want to know. Very good.
Brilliant. Well, thanks, Jared.
I like it. Thank you very much. And thank you, Sean. Always good to check in with you. And we'll speak to you again in a week.
Brilliant, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, have a good rest of the day and a good week.
There's Sean Sanders giving you free money. And you'd be silly not to take it. Put $500 in, he'll give you another $500. 100% return on the moment that you invest. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. It's up to $500, so anything less than that as well. Up to $500. Use the promo code double up before the end of the month, and you know what? Get your feet wet in the world of crypto. We were talking yesterday about pool parties. Dip your toes in. Let's see what you can do here. Sounds exciting. And also, if you want to see, I mean, this is an amazing story. Michael says, my family thinks that my nephew is just a laid back, chilled out hippie dude, but I know that he's a Bitcoin multimillionaire. Crypto wealth is also quiet wealth. Too much regulation will destroy this. Can you imagine that there are people wandering around in South Africa and the world right now who've made so much money
on cryptocurrency?
Yeah, and they're just quietly going about it because they're not the kind of people who want to draw attention. They're not posting pictures on Instagram of like Bentleys and, you know, Louboutin shoes and that kind of thing. They just quietly have like a nice store of cash. Very good.
That's my little brother. Like, he's big into Bitcoin, but we won't know until, like, he's got a new shoe or he, like, upgrades something in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll get home and I'll be like, dude, you bought yourself a new TV. What's going on? He'll be like, yeah, you know, it was a good month. And I'm like, that Bitcoin money, I see you. But he won't tell a single person. You'll just see, like, these subtle little changes. Suddenly he's got a girlfriend. Okay, thanks, Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin price has been up and down in the last little while, but it's gone up quite nicely in the last week or two. And it's currently at $45,000 a Bitcoin, but Ethereum is doing really well, $3,046 for Ether right now. So it's just good stuff to know about. Pay attention. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind. And find out more by going to revix.com, and you can speak to Sean and his team, where you can find out all the information that you need. CliffCentral.com.